Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 14th day of the month of Sivan. Today is day 613. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. May it please be today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ezra Goldschmidt of Shaarei Torah in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Goldschmidt slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130 and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Goldschmidt will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for those held captive, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, as always, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. About a year and a half ago, I met Rabbi Goldschmidt's aunt and uncle, who I believe call into the program, or at least they did back then. So if they're on the call, I want to welcome them as well. And thank you, as always, for tuning in. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldschmidt.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and good afternoon, everybody. It's a pleasure to, again, share some Torah with all of you. Our parsha this week, Baaloscha. So we have Bnei Yisrael make their first journey from Har Sinai. And we begin to tell a number of stories that take place during their travels. Almost all of them are unfortunate incidents that we're expected to learn something from. The Talmudic sage, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he warns us, though, about getting too negative. And he claims that those strange upside-down nuns that appear in our Torah scrolls, Chumashim typically display the same, those upside-down nuns are to mark off the section of Vayihi ben Sela Ha'aron, which is a verse that describes the Ark and our unique relationship with Hashem. That is, those upside down nuns are to mark that section as out of place. Why is it out of place? It's artificially inserted where it is to separate between the first negative story and the next, to indicate that things weren't always doom and gloom. There were some good moments, so we'll strategically place one of them after the first unfortunate story to emphasize that. Yeah, that's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the optimist, if you will. There is, however, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the pessimist, as well, because I would never have thought that what he calls the first bad story was a bad story at all. It's the following pasuk, the following verse, Vayisu mehar Hashem derech shloshet yamim, that they traveled, that is, Bnei Yisrael, from the mountain of God a distance of 3 days. What's so bad about that? The Gemara elaborates, Shesaru me'achare Hashem. They turned from God. There was apparently a sort of rebellion in the way they left. The phrasing is not Vayisu le'eretz Yisrael, that they traveled towards Israel. It's Vayisu mehar Hashem. They traveled from Sinai. They couldn't wait to leave. You know, when people see themselves as getting away from what they don't want, as opposed to going towards something they do want, that's judged quite differently in God's eyes. You know, and in a seasonably appropriate analogy for the graduation season that we find ourselves in, this is elaborated upon by a midrash, Yalkut Shimoni, and it says as follows: Borchen mehar Sinai mifnei she'asu sham shanapato dechad asar yom. They fled from Mount Sinai. They were there for almost a year, 11 days short of a year. Vahyanote lam mitzvot b'chol yom. And every day God would give them more commandments. Kishamar Moshe lisami sham asar yom echad. When Moshe told them to travel from there a day's journey, they went a distance of 3 days and one night. Like a child leaving school, running away. Running away from Har Sinai, feeling overly burdened by the commandments and the guidance of God's Torah. It's not the most flattering picture of our people. Well, let's take time to focus on that analogy. You know, this midrash focuses on school children as if it's a given in terms of how they will behave when school's out. They run, they go nuts. It does feel good to be done with school. I don't believe we're criticizing that. I don't think our sages were saying, B'nai Yisrael were wicked like school children are wicked. They were saying that to act like innocent school children do when you're B'nai Yisrael leaving Har Sinai, that means something's terribly wrong. But what's the difference between these groups? Why is one wrong and not the other? I assume the Midrash is talking about kids leaving a school where they learn good, positive Torah values. Is it okay to run away just because they're kids? Kids are allowed to hate Torah mitzvahs? I don't think that's what they're saying. You know, it spelled out further. You know, I might have strung you along a little bit by alluding to the time of year we're in, but there's really two different kinds of leaving school. You know, there's the one that we all have on our mind right now, the Alice Cooper version, if you will. School's out for summer. The long break is coming up. I can tell you that this midrash is not talking about that kind of leaving school. Because in the world of this midrash, summer vacation wasn't yet a thing. Summer vacation is actually a very recent phenomenon. You could Google it. It was the invention of dense brick and concrete cities getting too hot in what's called the urban heat island effect. And it was shortly after the Civil War that upper and middle class families started going to the cooler countryside. Labor unions were flexing their muscles and requesting longer breaks. Vacation industries developed. So instead of schools going all year and being half full, as attendance wasn't yet mandatory, all of society got in on the act. And the concept of summer vacation was invented, again, fairly recently. And that's not what our sages were referring to. What sort of leaving school, then, is our midrash talking about? It's talking about kids running out of school at the end of the school day. It's talking about kids who put in a solid day learning Torah, working hard, who now need a well-deserved break. Running out to leave school in that context is fine, because it's in the context of coming back the next day, of a Hadron Halach, if you will. I'm not leaving Torah, I'm taking a short break and coming back. And that's fine. We have no criticism of children, or frankly adults doing that. You know, maybe don't run out of the Beit Midrash, but you can feel good stepping out, putting in some solid learning time. But B'nai Yisrael, permanently leaving Har Sinai? That was an entire experience, one they were never coming back to, and they can't just treat that like getting out of a school day. Enthusiasm to leave Har Sinai portrayed a negative orientation towards everything they learned, all the mitzvot they had accepted upon themselves, that they didn't want this responsibility. That is a difficult and sad story. The kind Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says we need to push a pause button on and insert Vayehi ben Sarah Aaron. We need to highlight this. We're on God's team in that pasuk, because right before that pasuk, B'nai Yisrael did the opposite. We need to emphatically declare that we aren't of that mentality. That's not who we are. And that's what the Midrashim are criticizing. And that brings us back to the other kind of leaving school, the kind that's not in our Midrash, the Alice Cooper kind, the summer vacation. Our children and grandchildren are not just finishing a school day. They're leaving a complete experience. Fourth grade, high school, the yeshiva years, a complete experience. Let's make sure that our children don't complete those milestones like our ancestors left Har Sinai, overjoyed that there's no learning for a good long time. You know, first of all, because I hope we make sure that there is still plenty of learning over the next few months. That's our job as parents and as a community, to make sure that learning doesn't begin and end with school. But more than that, our framing shapes how our children see what they've done over the past academic year. There can be a joy of completion, but with a tone of celebrating their accomplishments, not with being done with it all. Celebrating the milestones reached in learning, not some newly gained freedom. You know, going to Israel instead of from Sinai, of going onward from one accomplishment to another with a way of life that we love. So let's make sure that we help them in framing it that way, and then have a wonderful summer wherever we go, whatever we do. Now with Shai Tehillim, we'll begin with Perek Kaf, chapter 20. Amnatseach Mizmor LaDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchotecha, v'olasecha yidash nesela, yitenecha chel ravecha, v'chol atzasecha yimalei, yimadana bishuasecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. Ata yodati ki hoshia Adonai meshicho, yaneu meshamei kodcho, v'gvuros yeshe yemino. Elev arechev, elev asusim, Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hima karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamenu v'nesodard, Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yanenu V'yom Korenu. Perkaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar, Binos Desha Yabitzeni, Amei Menuchos Yenahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovev Yancheni V'magalei Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo. Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Salmoves, Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecha Mishantecha Hima Yenachemuni. Ta'aruch Lefanai Shulchan Neged Sorarai, Dishanta Hashem en Roshi Kosi Revaya. Ach tov achesed yedefuni kol yemei chayai, v'shatfi beveis Adonai le'orech yamin. We move on to Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir lema'alos, esa inai el ha'arim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'yem Adonai, osei shamay va'aretz. Ayitev namot aglecha, ayanum shomerecha. Yinei lo yanum, ve'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzemecha al yad yimnecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorecha mikol ra, yishmor es nashecha, Adonai yishmor et hezcha uroecha mi'ata v'ad olam. Perek Kuflamid, Chapter 130. Shir hama'alos mima'amakim karasicho Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmoya, Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki enecha ha-salicha l'ma'an tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kivasa nafshi, v'lezaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim la'boker, shomrim la'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-chesed, v'harvei imo fidus. V'hu yivde es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And lastly, Perek Kuf Membet, Chapter 142. Maskila David, Biosov Amanas Efila, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eschanon. Eshtoch Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, Vehisatef Alai Ruchi, Yata Yodata Nesivasi, Ba'orach Zu Alech, Tamenuf Fachli. Habet Yamin Ure'e Ve'eni Makir, Avan Manos Mimeni, Ein Doresh Lenashi. Za'akti Eilecha Adonai, Omarti Yata Maksi, Chelki Ve'eret Hachayim. Hakshiva Yavi Nasi, ki dalosi ma'od, hatsileni mi radafai, ki amatsu mi meni. Utsia mi maskir nafshi, lehodos es shenecha, biyachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol olai. We'll never say dachinu, a short prayer that the Jewish people receive every sort of physical and spiritual salvation that's needed. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim b'tzara uv'shiviya, ha'omedim bein bayam uvin bayamasha, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מיצרה לרווחה, מאפלה לאורה, ומשיבה לגאולה, השנה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, and see your land, if on the present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, and darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Yishberach HaChayalei Tzal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Yishberach HaBafinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov V'Yivareches Chayalei Tzala HaHagana L'Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon Omedim Al Mishmar Arzinu V'Arei Eloheinu Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim Min Hayam HaGadol Al Levo HaArava V'Chol Makom Shehim B'Yabasha B'Avir U'Bayam Yitzhen Adonai Es Oivinu HaKamim Aleinu Nigafim Lefehem הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרים בחסד ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון, יקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, והילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לשבויים, prayer for those in captivity. מי שברך על עשינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דבר ושלמה, ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנשונים בצרו ובשביה, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאים מחושך וצלמוות, ומסרעותיהם ינתיק, וממצאו כוסיהם יושיעים, ישיבם מהירה לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, יקוים בהם את מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ברבינה, ששמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו ונשאו יקום מלאכה, ונאמר אמן. ולאסל ימי שברך וחולים, prayer for those who are sick. As we say it together in pause, please insert the names of those in need of a refuah shalema, a full and complete recovery. Yisra be'erach avosinu Abraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron Davru Shlomo v'yivarech v'yirpeh esach olim. Ba'avur she'anu mispalim ba'avuram. Dishazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem La'achalimam ul'ratosam ul'ahazikam ul'ahayosam Yishlach lehem meir rufu ashlima min ha'shamayim L'chol evareyim ul'chol gideyem V'sof sh'ach ol Yisrael V'flos ha'nefesh rufu ha'guf Ashto ba'agalav v'zman kariv v'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldschmidt. I truly appreciate having you on the program. We look forward to having you back on. Please God. In years to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.